Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, you're working hard. You're becoming successful. As the days go on, you're more and more successful. You are so wrapped up in your business. You are so busy. You have not a moment to spare. There's no time to think about the future. Have you taken the time to think about the future of your business? You know, we don't really know what's going to happen in the future. We don't know what the economy is going to be. We don't know what our profits are going to be. We don't know what our success is going to be. We have hopes, wishes, and dreams. But the one thing that we do know is we are getting older by the day, and the time does fly by. And the years will fly by in your business, and you have to think about the future of your business. What would happen if you were not well? What would happen if you couldn't work for a period of time? What would happen if you wanted to sell your business? What would happen if you would want to retire? There are so many questions that you have to ask yourself, and you say to yourself, Howard, I don't need to ask myself those questions today. I'm a young person. I'm in my 40s. There's lots of time. I'm just too busy. But you know, I think you're going to be surprised at how those years are going to fly by. So what you want to consider is, do you want to consider that you have a job or do you have a business? Now, there are people that have an entity called a business, but it is a job. They have nothing to sell. They have nothing to pass on. They have nothing that has any value when they pull themselves out of it. And there are other people who have taken the same exact type of business, and they have built a business. They have people in place to do every single job. They have worked over the years. They've grown. They do enough volume where they've got a sales team, a sales manager, a chief financial officer or an accountant. They have got a general manager. They have got salespeople. They've got everything that they need where if they went on vacation, went out to lunch, or they even decided to semi-retire, the business would work just fine. It would continue on. It would continue generating revenue, or it would have value, something to sell. So we need to start thinking about our future plans. And there are many ways to think about the future. You know, the products that we have today, are they going to be relevant in the future? The way we're approaching business today, is it going to be relevant in the future? Do we need to increase our thinking about business? Who would have thought that there was such a thing as Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest? It goes on and on and on. Who would have thought? Who could have seen that so many years ago? And then when it started, most people resisted it. And now they have to be into the future. They have to be into social media. You have to be relevant. You have to be present. What does the future bring for you and your business and for your employees? How can we provide a secure future for them so that they stay with us? How can we make them feel like they're going to be able to support their families, they're going to reach their goals, that they're going to have a happy place to work? So many things to think about, but it's important. And the magic word is think. That's the magic word. Not just show up every single day, do tasks, and even becoming successful in making money. You still need to think, even though your profits might be significant. Because if you don't think today, there may be no profits or no success tomorrow. So ask yourself, what does the future bring for my business, myself, my employees? What do I want? What do I want to happen, and how can I create this culture and this entity called a business that's going to give me exactly what I want and what I need? This is Howard Lewinter, And of course, you know I need to talk business with you every single day. I do look forward to it, and until tomorrow, I'm signing off.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.